Hey everyone, my name is Carly Wilkinson, and you're listening to my podcast, Subliminal Messages, where I crack the codes on books, movies, entertainment, and all sorts of other media to tell you guys the deeper meaning in all of it. And today on Subliminal Messages, we are going over children's books. If the youth of today are tomorrow's future, I kind of want to know what we're telling them. In today's podcast, I crack the code on some unnerving children's books. I also read Sarah Taylor, a wonderful children's story, and I go around and ask people their favorite bedtime stories. So to kick off today's podcast, I thought it would be best to read you guys some of facts about children's literacy. This is brought to us by BernieseBookBank.org. And so let's get started. Having books in the home is twice as important as the father's education level. The single most significant factor influencing a children's early education success is introducing to book and being read to at home prior to beginning school. Children who struggle in vain with reading in the first grade soon decide that they neither like nor want to read. 2/3 of students who cannot read proficiently by the end of fourth grade will end up in jail or on welfare. 61% of low-income families have no books at all in their homes for their children. And lastly, the one that I found the most shocking is when the state of Arizona projects how many prison beds it will need, it factors in the number of kids who read well in the fourth grade. To me, I find it completely baffling that someone's whole life can be planned out whether or not they like books in fourth grade. So obviously we see that it's really important to have books in home. But what exactly are children reading when they are reading the books? Now, I remember my favorite children's book being The Monster at the End of This Book. It had the Cookie Monster in it, and throughout the whole entire book, he was trying to convince the reader to stop flipping the pages because there was a monster at the end of the book, hence the title. The Cookie Monster would try to build walls, put locks and chains on the page to try to stop the reader from flipping it. And each time when the reader did flip it, the Cookie Monster would say, "Oh, you got me there, but please don't flip it again. Stop flipping the page because there's something horrible at the end." And it turns out that at the end of the book, the monster is the Cookie Monster. That the whole entire time, he was trying to protect the reader from this big, scary monster that was at the end of the book when he ended up being the monster. Now, I don't know if I'm looking too much into this because as a child, the only reason I loved reading that book was I felt so rebellious and so cool to disrespect the Cookie Monster like that. But now, thinking about the storyline, this whole entire time, the Cookie Monster was trying to prevent you from being scared. But in the end, he was the monster. He was the one that was going to scare you the whole time. And the monster at the end of this book couldn't possibly be the only book with some sort of underlying message. For instance, Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas is just another parable for consumerism. And clearly, C.S. Lewis' The Chronicles of Narnia has some sort of reimagining of Christian theology. There's so many underlying tones in different books that when you're a young kid, you just appreciate the message that you're seeing where, oh, his heart grows two sizes that day, or good triumphs over evil. But as you get older and you rethink the stories, you really see what's underneath all of it. And you know what? Sometimes the message behind books is just to tell kids to help each other out. And you know some place that really does help others out is Cascade Regional Blood Services. Cascade Regional Blood Services is a nonprofit community resource that has provided blood to MultiCare Health System and Franciscan Health System hospitals and clinics in Pierce and South King counties since 1946. Go to www.crbs.net to find out how you can help them out. I will let you turn around and tell me now I'm much too proud to walk away from something when it's dead. Do your dirty words come out to play when you are hurt. 16%
U.S. population is unable to donate blood, but that doesn't stop them from helping out with the cause. At Cascade Regional Blood Service, they need more than just donors, they need supporters. By going to www.crbs.net, you can make a donation of any amount of money on a weekly basis, or only once. To find out more about donating, go to www.crbs.net.
Okay, guys, we are just about done with this podcast, but before we go, I asked a couple of you guys out there what your favorite books were, and here were some of the answers.
Oh, man, I don't know. A Walk It in My Pocket.
I love The Dogs with the Hats.
Hop on Pop.
Tarzan.
Shel Silverstein, Where the Sidewalk Ends.
So that's it for this podcast. I guess until next time, and there will be a next time, I will see you guys eventually.
Every 3 seconds, someone is in need of blood. 37% of the United States can donate blood, but only 5% does. Cascade Regional Blood Service wants to change that. Donating just a teaspoon of your blood can save a baby's life. To find a nearby bloodmobile or a donor center here in the South Sound, go to www.crbs.net or call 1-877-24-BLOOD. That's 1-877-24-25663.